While I think this was planned as a 30th anniversary celebration and not as a tribute to Harold Ramis, the Wichita Orpheum will be screening Ghostbusters next week on Thursday the 20th. The movie, of course, stars Ramis alongside Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson as the titular group, as well as Sigourney Weaver, Rick Moranis, and various other familiar faces. Ghostbusters was a huge success on its release, ranking second at the box office for 1984 behind only Beverly Hills Cop, and it was actually even nominated for two Academy Awards, including for Ray Parker Jr.'s hit song from the movie, which eventually lost, as so many do, to Stevie Wonder. Ghostbusters plays at 7 o'clock on the 20th. The following Wednesday, on the 26th, the Orpheum is teaming up with the Wichita Symphony and the Tallgrass Film Association to show the documentary Following the Ninth, which examines Beethoven's Final Symphony and the impact it's had on the world, not just musically, but also culturally, socially, and politically, including in 1970s Chile, in China's Tiananmen Square, and as a curious annual ritual in Japan. The screening is followed by a Q&A with the movie's director and the Wichita Symphony's conductor, and it all gets underway at 7:30 on the evening of the 26th. And if you hurry up to Salina either today or tomorrow, the Salina Arts Center is still showing the Iranian film The Past. This is director Asghar Farhadi's follow-up to the Oscar-winning 2012 film A Separation, and a lot of people were pretty upset that this movie wasn't similarly recognized. But this one has also received nearly universal praise, and it plays tonight and tomorrow only at the Salina Arts Center. We'll have trailers for The Past, Following the Ninth, and yes, even Ghostbusters, plus showtimes for each movie on the Indie Films page of our website, KMUW.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.